Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello friends, Pastor Byron here. Isn't it a wonderful day the Lord's blessed us with? Hey, every day that we're able to wake up and take our next breath is a wonderful day from the Lord. Well, yesterday I spoke to you concerning the influence of music. And we talked about how it influences our lives and our worship. And we saw in the Bible that our music should glorify the Lord Jesus and should be free from the worldly influences. Well, with this in mind, if you have your copy of God's Word, would you turn with me in the New Testament to the book of 1 John, chapter 2, and I want to look at verses 15 through 17. 1 John, chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And here the Bible says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Father, thank you once again for the reading of your word. Lord, I'm praying now that you bless it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, have you ever heard of the duck test? Well, the duck test says if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it is probably a duck. Well, the same thing can be said when it comes to music. If it sounds like the world, reminds you of the world, and uses the world's beat and the world's lyrics, then it's probably of the world. Now, right away, there may be somebody listening to this that might hear me, and they're already getting angry with me. They've allowed the world's influences into their music and into their church, and they have convinced themselves that it's okay as long as they're worshiping God. And some will say, well, since we stopped singing the old hymns and began singing more modern or contemporary music, more people have started coming to our services. Well, fair enough. I'll grant you this. If you offer the world's things to the world will be attracted to them. And if you're going to keep those people coming, you'll have to continue offering the things of the world to keep them. Listen, friends, I'm going to say something to you that you may have never heard before. You might even think that I'm completely crazy when I say this, but the truth is, the church was not designed to appeal to the world. The purpose of the church service is not to please the world or even to draw the world. The definition of a local New Testament church is a baptized body of believers who voluntarily join themselves together for the purpose of fulfilling the Great Commission. The truth is, the purpose of the church is for the members to come together to worship and to edify one another and to be instructed and equipped to go outside of the four walls of the church building and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a lost and dying world. Listen, everything that we do in what we call a worship service is to exalt God and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. There is absolutely no truth found in the world. When the church starts allowing the world to dictate our services, our worship style, our musical style, our teaching and preaching style, when we've allowed the world to influence these, we have failed as a church. The truth is, as Pastor Clarence Sexton often said during my studies at Crown College, he often said this, he said, "The world does not need another copy of itself." And that's true right there, friends. Amen. Well, listen, friends, the church is different than the world. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15 that it is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. When somebody comes into our church, they should immediately realize there is something different here. It's not like anywhere else that you could go in this world. The music that they hear when they're in our worship services should not remind them of a nightclub or a bar or a disco or a dancing club. No, friends, the church is to be separated from the world, and our music should be separated as well. You may say, well, now, Brother Byron, that sounds a little old-fashioned to me. I think you need to get with the times. Oh, listen, friend. Our Lord is an old-fashioned God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Listen, our church music should put us in mind of the Lord. It should not appeal to our flesh. If it appeals to your flesh, then it is not glorifying the Lord Jesus. A worship service is not some kind of emotional experience. And while worshiping God may make you emotional, the Holy Spirit may influence you to do things that sometimes you probably are not normally doing, but our worship service is not to be based upon our emotions. Worship is based upon our love and adoration and exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ. People that have part in the worship service, whether it be a song leader, the choir, special singers, or even the congregational singing, we are not doing these things for people. We're doing them for the Lord. Our music and our singing is all to glorify Him. Now, I know I've spent a lot of time discussing music in the church, but I also want you to know that the type of music that you listen to in your personal time away from church also has a great influence on you. If you spend your time listening to rock music, rap music, or even country music, it will influence your life. And I know people really get their feelings hurt whenever you say something against country music. But listen, friends, if you're constantly listening or singing songs about drinking and cheating and lying or whatever else they're singing about in today's ungodly country music, you will find yourself thinking about those things. Instead of filling our ears and our minds and ultimately our hearts with the world's music, why not occupy our time listening to godly music? Music that exalts the Lord Jesus Christ. Music that praises God for all He has done. Well, I want to end this broadcast by sharing with you a song. And it's from a couple in our church, Brother Scott and Sister Becky Houston. And the Lord has blessed them greatly with talent of playing and musical instruments and singing. And they use these talents to magnify Him in their songs. Well, recently, their daughter Sarah visited with them here at the church, and she sang with them as well. And it's on this good old song, This Is Just What Heaven Means to Me. I want you to give this song a listen, and I think it will bless your heart.
A country where no twilight shadows be. What heaven means to me.
Wasn't that great? Oh, no, that's uplifting music right there, friends. Well, listen, we've run out of time, and I want to pray before we go. So would you pray with me? Father, we come to you this evening asking you for your help to give us the proper discernment for the type of music that we allow into our lives, our homes, and our churches. May we realize that it is all to glorify you. And Father, would you help us with this? For we know how important it is to you, and we want to be pleasing to you. And it's these things we ask in the name of Jesus, and amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bayblay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.